Lucky to be here with Adam Gontier from St. Ausonia today. How are things going, Adam?
Good. Things
You're
are
on
good.
On a big press junket today, yes?
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of nice. Been a little while, so.
Good, good.
Nice to see everybody.
Just like a movie star. All right, so we are going to talk about the EP, Exciting, and it's called Introvert, and you guys did it recording a little bit different style than what you're used to, and we will get to that. But I want to back up a little bit. Of course, a lot of people know you from 3 Days Grace, and mm-hmm. This wasn't yesterday that you were in that band. It was nearly 10 years ago, so ancient history. But one of the mm-hmm. things I wanted to ask was, is everybody getting along now that you guys make up?
Oh yeah, yeah. Everybody's good. You know, yeah. It's been a long time, and yeah, it's just nice to connect again with a couple of the guys. And yeah, I think everybody's kind of grown up a little bit over the last few years. You know, had kids, and life's been put into a bit of a different perspective. So yeah, it's nice to be talking to those guys and connecting. Yeah.
Good, good. And I guess that was a dark time for you when you left that band.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a weird time for sure. Not only within myself, but the people that were around me as well. I was surrounded, you know, I wasn't surrounding myself with good people or good things. The environment around me wasn't great. So, yeah, I had to take a step back and reset, I guess, you know.
Yeah, it's a crazy business, isn't it? Sorry, I start heavy.
No, that's
stuff,
okay. No worries.
I saw that you were in the Addiction family, and I was like, "Oh, I know these stories." So mm-hmm. I knew you were a brother of mine. I got 27 years. So,
nice.
You know, yeah,
it's amazing.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, yeah, it's much easier on this side of things. I'm sure you'll agree. Okay, so music for you. How did it start as a kid? Was it piano lessons? How did you get into it?
No, it was mainly, I mean, when I was about 10 years old, my mom's a musician. She plays piano, and she has like a jazz quartet, and she plays in a big band. And when I was about 10, she used to play at hotel lounges where they'd have a piano player. So she used to take me to those, and I'd sit under the piano while she played for a couple hours or whatever. At the time, you know, she couldn't afford a babysitter, so she'd bring me to her gigs. So yeah, I mean, I think that was probably the very beginning. Then she started taking me out to little jam nights where there'd be house bands playing, and people would just get up and sing whatever, like certain songs was with the house band. And I was about 11 years old. I was getting up at these little bars with the house band singing Johnny Be Good and Stand By Me and all these types of songs. So, you know, that was really the beginning where I had a taste of what it was like, I guess, to just perform, really. And then it just, yeah, just
what a great
there. I was around music, you know, all the time, and guitar was the first thing I started
playing. Nice. That's a great way to get children. Do they like music?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I have a 4.5-year-old. He turns 5 in a couple months, and a 1-year-old. And the 1-year-old dances all the time. She's definitely got it. And my boy sings
excellent
all the time too. We were driving yesterday and listening to him sing, and he was singing
really good.
And we had to stop and tell him, "You're singing really well," you know. And so yeah, they love it. I think they're gonna like the whole music thing.
That's fantastic. Yeah, it's great to be in a musical house and have the kids like it. I've got a lot of friends who sing, and their children will often just start singing, and they "Oh my gosh, you sound better than me."
Yeah,
so
yeah.
That's very good. It's good when it moves through the DNA. Of course, sometimes it doesn't, but that's really good. For sure. So you're a seasoned touring musician, Adam. Tell me some of the favorite places you've been around the globe, like a favorite memory of friends you made or something you ate. Like, where do you look forward to hitting again?
Well,
besides home, don't stay home.
Yeah, no. Really, you know, when 3 Days Grace, we went to Brazil a long, long time ago. That was way early on, and that's the only time I've been to Brazil, and it was pretty amazing there. That experience was one of the coolest that I've ever had. So, and I've never been to Mexico, played with the band in Mexico or Mexico City or anything like that, and talked to a lot of friends that have done shows there, and so I'd really like to get there. But I've been fortunate enough to, yeah, to be like to tour Europe and play all sorts of different towns and cities and stuff. And it's just, I'm really grateful that I've been able to do that. But yeah, I'd say going back to Brazil and checking out Mexico City would be
all right. Be so fun. There's a couple standouts for you. So the new EP is coming out tomorrow. How many songs have we got?
Seven.
Seven. All right. So it's kind of a quick hit, sort of. And yeah. Introvert, done during the pandemic, so everybody was in their own corner doing their parts separately. Something new.
Yeah, definitely new for us. We're pretty used to getting together, being in a room, and bouncing ideas off of each other quickly and that sort of thing. So it's definitely a different experience this time around. We couldn't really leave our houses. So we were, you know, I was in this room. I basically wrote all of it in here kind of by myself, lyrically, and, you know, then send ideas to the guys. And then, so yeah, it was definitely different this time around, but I feel it's sort of gotten better and better. I don't think this is any exception. The songs are really, really proud of these ones.
Nice. So different dynamic, but it still came out all right. Now, question, as a songwriter, do you have a favorite song that you've written, or is it always your most recent?
Yeah, it feels like it's always one of the most recent songs, because you get a little bit tired of the old ones and ones that you play so often, right? So, but there's always ones that stand out when you play in a live show. It's a tough one. When I play Riot from 1X is a song that, when you're playing live, it seems to go off. And so that's always a fun song to play. But when you're playing new songs, like Above It All is actually going over really well. It's a lot of fun to play. People seem to love that song. So yeah, it's always different. But yeah, I think you definitely have a point with the newer material is always a little bit
You think that's because it's like a new baby in a way?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%. So, yeah, it's always interesting to see how people like it, you know, if they do.
So what's your process like? Do the lyrics come to you in the middle of the night? You wake up and write them down? You pull the car over? What's your process?
No, I mean, I tend to write lyrics, I'll write them at different times. Sure, I'll put them in my phone if I have ideas, but usually I'll sit down in with the intent of writing some lyrics that will go piece of music that we have. So I don't really have a process, to be honest.
Okay.
Maybe I'll set aside a couple hours and go come into this room and try to write something. Sometimes, yeah, I'll just have an idea, like laying in bed before falling asleep, and I'll put it in my phone and maybe revisit it in the morning, see if it's any good.
There you go. Yeah. That sounds pretty good. So the new EP, Introvert, what can we expect? Is it overall, is it a different style than what we're used to, or?
Well, it's definitely different than the last album we put out, Flawed Design. With Flawed Design, we had a lot of different elements that we incorporated. Like there was some, I don't know if you want to say electronic sounds, but there's a lot of synthy key stuff. And this, you know, for this EP, we just went back, basically I just went back to my roots and just heavy riffs, straightforward, not a lot of production, just very raw and real. So yeah, but I feel like it's definitely some of the best songs that we've ever written as a band. So really, really excited.
Fantastic. We're all looking forward to spending a lot of time with it and playing the songs. Above It All sounding great on the radio. From that last one, that's the one that has Blinding Lights, right?
That's right, yeah.
The Weeknd cover, I really like that. I'll tell you, as a rock person, I think all pop records would sound better with more guitar on, for sure.
Yeah, for sure. That actually, Blinding Lights is on this seven song.
Oh, it's on this one?
Good.
Yeah. Fantastic. Well,
yeah, that's the one song on the EP that kind of, it takes a little bit of a different road, but it's still pretty straightforward, yeah.
Oh, super fun. Super good stuff. Gosh, well, Adam, thank you for spending so much time with us today. We will look for you out on the road and check out all the songs on Introvert.
Awesome. Thanks so much. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Adam.